When Martin Bromley's wife Elaine died during a routine operation, the medical team labeled it a technical error, a euphemism hiding critical failures. This culture of infallibility permeates healthcare, where mistakes equal incompetence. Meanwhile, aviation investigates every crash through black box data, transforming itself through transparent analysis into an industry where fatal accidents occur less than once every 5 million flights. Healthcare, by contrast, sees preventable errors causing hundreds of thousands of deaths annually, more than heart disease or cancer, yet remains trapped in denial. Consider United Airlines Flight 173's crash in 1978, when Captain McBroom fixated on a landing gear problem while ignoring dwindling fuel. The resulting disaster drove systemic change. Aviation didn't just blame the pilot, it revolutionized communication through crew resource management, empowering all team members to speak up regardless of hierarchy. What if healthcare adopted this approach? How many lives might be saved? The contrast isn't about which industry has more dedicated professionals, it's about system design and cultural approach to failure. When mistakes mean death, the response defines an organization's capacity to learn and improve. Those who hide behind euphemisms remain trapped in cycles of preventable tragedy, while those who embrace transparent analysis transform failure into its most valuable form, a teacher. Karl Popper's concept of falsifiability states that valid theories must be vulnerable to disproof. From Galileo's experiments at Pisa to Eddington's solar eclipse observations testing Einstein's relativity, scientific advancement has relied on attempts to disprove theories rather than confirm them. This principle extends beyond science. Aviation's impressive safety record stems from actively investigating near misses and challenging assumptions. Expertise develops through learning from errors, though some fields lack immediate feedback, like trying to golf in darkness. Toyota's Kaizen system exemplifies this approach by empowering workers to identify and address problems, even stopping production lines when necessary. Tech giants like Google and Amazon have adopted similar practices through blameless postmortems. Organizations that embrace failure as a learning tool typically outperform those that punish mistakes, benefiting from faster learning cycles and innovative solutions. Success comes not from avoiding failure, but from failing productively. Success often wears failure's disguise. After losing his father to a preventable medical error, Dr. Peter Pronovost introduced checklists that dramatically reduced hospital mortality rates. Similarly, Gary Kaplan transformed Virginia Mason Medical Center after Mary McClinton's death by publicly acknowledging the error and implementing patient safety alerts that encourage staff to report mistakes without fear. This cultural shift produced remarkable results: lower liability premiums, improved safety outcomes, and redesigned pharmacy protocols. The transformation required both systematic approaches and a willingness to embrace failure as a teacher. Yet healthcare's resistance to change persists. New treatments take an average of 17 years to become regularly utilized, not from lack of information, but from poor knowledge dissemination, much like how the British Navy took 264 years to widely adopt lemon juice for preventing scurvy. These healthcare pioneers didn't just improve statistics, they saved countless lives by learning from their darkest moments and transforming tragedy into systematic improvement. Cognitive dissonance explains why intelligent people persist in error. When identity or self-esteem is tied to a judgment, people reframe experiences to avoid admitting fault. This is evident in wrongful convictions, where prosecutors often resist exonerating evidence, as in Jimmy Ray Bromgaard's case, imprisoned for 15 years despite contrary evidence. The higher one climbs in hierarchies, the stronger this resistance becomes. Decision makers cling to erroneous beliefs, economists defend incorrect predictions, and politicians maintain failed policies to protect their self-image. The disposition effect in finance illustrates this. Investors hold losing stocks while selling winners, protecting their egos at significant cost. This tendency extends beyond professional spheres into daily life, from maintaining unused gym memberships to persisting in failing relationships rather than acknowledging mistakes. Overcoming cognitive dissonance requires systematic approaches, like the Innocence Project's commissions for investigating wrongful convictions, which both correct injustices and develop methods to prevent future errors. Problem solving isn't linear. Solving one issue often creates another. Traditional ballistic approaches, where solutions are launched hoping to hit targets, fail in complex systems. Examples abound. Anti-smoking campaigns can make smoking more appealing to rebellious teens, while safer-looking roads sometimes increase accidents. Theory and practice interact in unexpected ways. Unilever's breakthrough nozzle design came through trial and error, not theoretical calculations. Similarly, the Industrial Revolution's key innovations emerged from practical experimentation rather than pure theory. This pattern appears everywhere. Successful products evolve through rapid prototyping and user feedback, while business models develop through experimentation. Even AI advances have been driven more by practical implementation than theory. The challenge is overcoming our preference for simple, linear explanations over complex realities, what Nassim Taleb calls the narrative fallacy. While aviation has embraced complexity with sophisticated error learning systems, other fields like healthcare often resist this approach. Success in complex systems requires embracing uncertainty, developing strong feedback loops, and creating adaptive solutions rather than rigid fixes. Under Sir David Brailsford's leadership, Team Sky revolutionized British cycling through the aggregation of marginal gains, improving every variable by 1% for compound results. They optimized everything from sleeping positions to maintenance procedures, leading to Britain's first Tour de France victory in 2012 and subsequent dominance. This approach works across fields. The Abdul Latif Jameel Poverty Action Lab, JPEL, breaks down complex problems into testable components. While free textbooks in Kenya failed due to language barriers, their systematic testing revealed that simple deworming programs improved attendance and earnings for just 50 cents per child. In Formula One, Mercedes-AMG Petronas exemplifies marginal gains through their 16,000-channel telemetry system. Engineers make precise adjustments to wing angles, fuel mixtures, and brake balance for every track condition. Competitive eating champion Takuro Kobayashi doubled the hot dog eating record from 25 to 50 by deconstructing the process, separating ingredients, optimizing water temperature, and studying animal feeding patterns. His success demonstrates how small improvements can yield extraordinary results. James Dyson created 5,126 prototypes before achieving his breakthrough vacuum design. Each failure provided vital data that refined his understanding during 5 years of iteration. While others might have quit from financial strain, Dyson saw each setback as progress. This pattern appears across innovation, from Edison's light bulb to Tesla's electric vehicles. Innovation thrives on the interplay between errors and insights, with failures illuminating the path to success. Research shows our brains form stronger connections when learning from mistakes than from immediate success. While traditional education prioritizes success, deeper learning comes from understanding mistakes. Students who examine incorrect solutions before finding right answers develop better problem-solving skills. Expert knowledge matters, but rigid adherence to established rules can limit breakthroughs. Dyson merged theoretical knowledge with practical experimentation, revolutionizing air filtration through cyclonic separation. His foundation now promotes this mindset, treating failure as essential to creativity. What might you achieve if you viewed your failures as experiments toward breakthrough?